Hello, 通勤家族 ,Welcome to 15minutes.today, 通勤学英语。我是 John 老师。在今天节目开始之前，提醒大家要到 Apple Podcast 给我们五星评分以及留言，帮通勤学英语灌溉成长的养分。不论你是喜欢我们的每日跟读单元 Vocab, Intense, 还是 Look Back Sunday 的节目，都非常欢迎大家每日给自己15分钟提升英语力。Now let's get started.
The hands-off tech era is over. It's clear more than ever that governments will no longer leave technology alone. Europe mandated standard phone chargers for portable electronics, while Texas passed a contested law to restrain social media companies' policing of online speech. Tech companies can count on more changes like those as government minders wade into how they do business and how we use their products.That most likely means new technologies like driverless cars and facial recognition systems will take longer to spread into the world than they might have. For many tech proponents, more deliberation and oversight will slow invention. For others, that's exactly the point. It's easy to be overwhelmed by or tune out all the attempted government regulation. In just the past few weeks,Journalists have written about pending congressional bills involving data privacy and tech antitrust, the employment classification of drivers for companies like Uber, multiple countries setting standards about how data can and cannot move around the globe. Those are all the result of a still-evolving rethinking of what had been a relatively laissez-faire approach to tech since the 1990s. With exceptions,The prevailing attitude was that new internet technologies, including digital advertising, e-commerce, social media, and gig employment through apps, were too novel, fringe, and useful for governments to constrain them with many rules. Just one example. A decade ago, Facebook said US rules that require TV and radio to disclose who is paying for election-related ads shouldn't apply to the company.The Federal Election Commission should not stand in the way of innovation, a Facebook lawyer said at the time. Those ad disclosures aren't always effective, but after Russia-backed propagandists spread social media ads and free posts to inflame American political divisions in 2016, Facebook voluntarily started to provide more transparency about political ads. Better laws or ad disclosures,probably wouldn't have prevented hostile foreign actors from abusing Facebook to wage information wars in the United States or other countries. But the hands-off conventional wisdom most likely contributed to a sense that people in charge of tech should be left alone to do what they wished.
Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读、精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。